Green Scene on the Pat Kenny Show with AIB, working alongside Irish communities towards a low carbon future. AIB, for the life you're after.
Dr. Ruth Freeman, Director of Science for Society at Science Foundation Ireland. Good morning.
Good morning, Jonathan.
We are talking about frogs, which is a wonderful thing to talk about on a Wednesday morning. It really is. And I have to say, The Simpsons have educated me on the first topic, which is the cane toad.
Yes, so the cane toad have become quite infamous, really. They're a species of toad that was introduced into Australia in the 1930s, and they're an invasive species, but they were introduced deliberately by sugarcane farmers because they thought they would be a good biological pest control for beetles that were attacking their sugarcane. So they actually brought 102 of them over from Hawaii. They bred them till they had a few thousand and released them in Queensland. And now, of course, they are everywhere in Australia. They're a big, big problem. And the reason they're a problem is because they have a very deadly venom that they secrete from behind their shoulder blades. And this poison is very, very toxic to most of Australia's animals. It can even kill a huge saltwater crocodile. So they are a big problem for wildlife in Australia. And one of the species that's really suffering is a big monitor lizard, the yellow-spotted monitor lizard, or the goanna. And these populations have declined by more than 90% in some areas where the cane toads have invaded. So it's become a real challenge for Australian researchers to try and see what they can do to deal with cane toads.
Now, it's not the cane toad's fault. I mean, that's just what genetics gave them. Very effective, I'd imagine, in Florida. Not so great when they brought them down to Australia. So can we do something that doesn't involve killing all the cane toads?
Well, I mean, there are lots of things going on where, unfortunately, cane toads are being picked up even by locals and put in the freezer just to get rid of them. But of course, what we're trying to do...
One way of doing it,
I know. But research in Macquarie University in Sydney, they've been trying to see, well, how could we protect, you know, some of the native species? Maybe there's a way for these animals. It's not their fault they've been introduced. There needs to be fewer of them, but maybe they can live in a bit more sort of harmony with the native species. So they're using a form of what they're calling ecological immunization. And what they're doing is they're introducing young cane toads to areas where these monitor lizards live. So they're calling these kind of taster toads. And when the toads are very small and the monitor lizards eat them, they will get sick, but they won't die. And it's a bit like you or I, if we maybe eat shellfish and we get sick, we might be put off it. The same thing happens with the monitor lizards. Once they've eaten a little baby toad and they felt pretty sick, they seem to avoid eating the big cane toads. So in areas where there was young cane toads released, these goanna monitor lizard populations remain stable or even increased. So it seems like this could be a good way to teach Australians' native fauna how to avoid eating cane toads.
Okay, well, there's some hope for the lizards, but the old frogs themselves are coming under pressure as well with a fungal infection, and it's not just an issue in the United States or indeed in Australia. It's a little bit everywhere.
It's everywhere, and this, I mean, a lot of amphibian species are under pressure everywhere with climate change and destruction of their habitat. But really, the big pandemic that they're facing is from a fungus called chytrid. So over 400 frog species and amphibian species have declined, and about 90 species have been driven to extinction because of this chytrid fungus. And it's more common in the cold winter months, a bit like our flu, and infected frogs basically get a cardiac arrest and die. And researchers have been trying to come up with treatments like fungicides and even probiotics, but they haven't worked very well. But one of the weaknesses of this fungus is that it doesn't like heat. So again, from the university in Sydney and published in the journal Nature a couple of weeks ago, they came up with this idea of frog saunas. So could we provide a little environment for frogs where they could kind of bake off their infection? And so what they did was they looked at a beautiful little green frog called the green and golden bell frog, and it lives in Australia and it's been very severely affected by this fungus. So they placed frogs in enclosures with temperature gradients, and what they found was the frogs naturally moved to the warmest region, which was about 29 degrees centigrade, and that's too hot for chytrid to survive. They then split the frogs, so they sort of placed infected frogs in cooler enclosures and in warmer enclosures. And again, they found that when they were in the cooler habitats, you know, around 19 degrees, they had much higher levels of this fungus, and they were much more likely to die in that environment than those that were in the toastier enclosures. And it, when frogs could choose where to put themselves when they were infected, they tended to go to the warmer temperatures.
So nature kicked in. But I mean, is the problem that they can go and have their sauna and clear themselves of this fungus, then they go out and get infected again?
Well, I mean, the problem is at the moment in nature, those temperatures may not be available in the winter. So that's where the saunas come in. So to get out into the wild, how do you do this? So researchers came up with a very low tech answer, which was bricks with holes in them. And these were placed outside with plastic tarpaulins on top. And it just created the effect just like a greenhouse or a polytunnel to make heat in the bricks. So some of the bricks were put in the sun, some in the shade, and they let hundreds of frogs again choose whether they would put themselves in these saunas. And they did. They flocked to these little frog saunas, whether they were shaded or not. But those that went into the sun were 100 times better off when it came to chytrid infection. So what researchers are now doing is they've put out plans for people in Australia to build their own frog saunas, because you can make them from really simple equipment that you just buy in a hardware store. It'll cost you only a few, you know, maybe $50. You can buy everything and make a frog sauna. So if people can make these in their back gardens, what they're doing is providing a place with heat where infected frogs can go and clear these infections. So that's, you know, potentially really good news for them to stay healthy.
The one thing I'll say is, if there's Irish frogs that suffer from that, they're fecked, because there's no heat at all. They've no chance. We'd have to construct an actual sauna to help them.
Well, certainly, yeah, not today. There's not going to be. But again, these ideas, which are quite low tech, you know, whether it's immunising with baby frogs or using relatively low tech environments. I mean, we do have the same kind of things. You can put bee bricks if you're building an extension. So again, these are just bricks with little holes in them, which provide nesting spaces for bees. So while we often think about science coming up with very high-tech solutions to problems, you know, often it's really understanding the underlying issue and then providing maybe a low-tech solution that's quite cheap. And I mean, another thing is that when people who live in an area can see a real benefit to their local wildlife, they're much more likely to get involved in protecting them and monitoring them. So again, these things are great solutions which bring the public along with the discussion around protecting biodiversity.
Okay, Dr. Ruth Freeman, Director of Science for Society at Science Foundation Ireland, thank you very much for joining us and talking us through the world of frogs this morning and how they like a bit of heat, a little bit like ourselves.
Green Scene on the Pat Kenny Show with AIB, working alongside Irish communities towards a low carbon future. AIB, for the life you're after.